Letters to Daniel, Volume 10, Letter 869, The Prayer of Jesus Against the Three Houses of Maximum Bondage. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2020, in the 12th month, on the 18th day of the 12th month.
This is the Great Awakening.
The Great Awakening.
This is the Great Awakening.
Great, great, great awakening. The Great Awakening. The Great, great Awakening.
Perhaps we should start from the beginning. The problem.
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men. All sin.
As for you, you were dead.
When you were dead in your sin,
you were dead. You were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
The only solution for this particular problem is...
Well, your issue isn't that you need to turn over a new leaf. Your issue isn't that you simply need a makeover. You don't need a tune-up. You need a resurrection. You need to be regenerated. You need to be born again.
You must be born again. Born again. You must be born again.
Wake up, O sleeper. Arise from the dead. Christ will shine on you.
Those who believe in Christ awaken to life.
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ.
I made you alive with Christ.
Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved.
He took the violent wrath on my behalf so I could have life and be alive at last.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he die. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
It's either live, die, or die living.
I would talk about myself, but I'm dead. God killed me and gave me his son's life instead.
This is the great awakening of Timothy, was dead in his transgressions and sins, living hostile to God. But through faith that Jesus Christ paid the full punishment for his sins on the cross, God has forgiven him after resurrecting him in Christ Jesus.
Dear Yeshua, in Letter 865, Volume 10, I write about how the Lord Holy Spirit showed me the three houses of maximum bondage as outlined in these scriptures. The book of Exodus, chapter 22, verses 18 through 20. House number 1, the house of the sorcerers. Verse 18, you shall not permit a sorceress to live. House number 2, the house of sexual sin and perversion. Verse 19. Whoever lies with an animal shall surely be put to death. House number 3. The house of idolatry. Verse 20. He who sacrifices to any god, except to the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. Within a week of publishing Letter 865, it became clear to me that Jesus wanted me to write his prayer for the overthrow and destruction of the three houses of maximum bondage. The existence of these houses is clearly shown forth by the presence of their works in the city of Seattle, which have been made manifest in how the city governments are abdicating the rule of law in favor of the rule of a host of evil spirits, such as lawlessness, wickedness, whoremongering, violence, perversion, etc. The works of the house of the sorceress are made evident by open drunkenness and drug use. The works of the house of sexual sin and perversion are made evident by the open and celebrated practice of homosexuality and other sexual sins. The works of the house of idolatry are made evident by the presence of idols in Pioneer Square. Here, therefore, is the prayer of Jesus for the destruction of the three houses of maximum bondage. Dear Father in heaven, please hear my prayer to utterly destroy from the face of the earth the three houses of maximum bondage, as revealed in your word, the scripture of truth. Remove the rulers of the three houses of maximum bondage from the face of the earth, and do unto all their subordinate resources according to your word, for it is written that. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 19 through 20. Yet you say, why should the Son not bear the guilt of the Father? Because the Son has done what is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes and observed them, he shall surely live. The soul who sins shall die. The Son shall not bear the guilt of the Father, nor the Father bear the guilt of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. The book of Isaiah, chapter 22, verses 15 through 19. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, go, proceed to this steward, to Shebna, who is over the house, and say, what have you here, and whom have you here, that you have hewn a sepulchre here, as he who hews himself a sepulchre on high, who carves a tomb for himself in a rock? Indeed, the Lord will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you. He will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country. There you shall die, and there your glorious chariots shall be the shame of your master's house. So I will drive you out of your office, and from your position he will pull you down. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 12 through 20. Therefore you, O Son of Man, say to the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous man shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall because of it in the day that he turns from his wickedness, nor shall the righteous be able to live because of his righteousness in the day that he sins. When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, but he trusts in his own righteousness and commits iniquity, none of his righteous works shall be remembered, but because of the iniquity that he has committed, he shall die. Again, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, if he turns from his sin and does what is lawful and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives back what he has stolen, and walks in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins which he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done what is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yet the children of your people say, the way of the Lord is not fair. But it is their way which is not fair. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, he shall die because of it. But when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is lawful and right, he shall live because of it. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, I will judge every one of you according to his own ways. The book of Joel, chapter 2. Verses 28 through 32. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maidservants I will pour out my spirit in those days. and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. The Book of Acts, Chapter 2, Verses 16 through 21. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maidservants I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Book of Romans, Chapter 1, Verses 1 through 32. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God, with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship, for obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my Spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests if, by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all 1. Unrighteousness 2. Sexual immorality 3. Wickedness 4. Covetousness 5. Maliciousness 4. 6. Envy 7. Murder 8. Strife 9. Deceit 10. Evil-mindedness. They are 11. Whisperers 12. Backbiters 13. Haters of God 14. Violent 15. Proud 16. Boasters 17. Inventors of evil things 18. Disobedient to parents 19. Undiscerning 20. Untrustworthy 21. Unloving 22. Unforgiving 23. Unmerciful who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same but also approve of those who practice them. The Book of Romans, chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things, and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath, in the day of wrath and revelation, of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds, eternal life to those who, by patient continuance in doing good, seek for glory, honor, and immortality, but to those who are self-seeking, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish, on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek, but glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. For as many as have sinned without law, will also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law, will be judged by the law, for not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles, who do not have the law, by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. The Book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
When the Father in heaven decides that it's through, every person who lived will arise from the tomb to give an account for the sinning that they've done. Behold, all judgment's been given to the Son. He'll render to each person according to the deeds. Your whole life's been recorded as he reads. His standard's perfection, did you notice your flaws? You convicted guilty cause you've broken his laws. The judge is condemning or justifying men. And you're only justified if you trust he died for your sin. Cause all sinned and lived a lifespan that was flawed. But through faith you'd be given a right standing with God.
But the curse of the law remains over your head, cause you rejected Christ to live for the moment instead. You should've took heed to the wrath of Christ and his sacrifice. Now you'll be trapped in strife for your afterlife. I hope you're concerned, cause you'll burn for eternity and murmur in urgency in a furnace infirmary. Your melon will swell, then you'll melt into gel. You'll be greeted by demons, welcome to hell. The Lord explained and made his warning plain. Admit that you're at blame, repent and adore his name. But you ignore this claim and have made his orders vain, and exchange his glory for a form of fortune fame. To snort cocaine and pour you more champagne. Now you're a corpse of shame, torched in a fort of chains, swearing pouring flames of storm and scorching rain. To contort your frame, you're torched in enormous pain.
Sinner, consider the fearful danger that you are in. It is a great furnace of wrath, a wide and bottomless pit full of the fire of wrath that you are held over by the hand of God.
If you had faith in the grace of the great Messiah, Jesus, he'd have forgave you for your hate and straight desire. But you made Satan sire, and he's a blatant liar. Now you'll drown forever in boiling lakes of fire. You'll experience permanent suffocation. Your eyes will melt and your lungs will suck your face in. It's breathtaking, cause you'll never breathe again. But bleed your phlegm and hear screams of evil men. But heat will never cease, you'll weep forever. You and demons can grieve and scream together. You're a piece of bacon, you wanna meet with Satan? He's being tormented too, I won't keep you waiting. Proceed to bake in a flaming oven. See your naked cousin, he's in the blazing dungeon. You're searching holler for a church or altar, but it's too late to repent. You're squirming burning sulfur. Thirsty? You ask for a glass of some water, but you're trapped in the massacre, packed in a slaughter. Your teeth are gnashing, there's no speech or laughing. You won't see compassion, just weeping, gasping. Your nerves are exposed in shackles and chains. Your shadow's in pain, the furnace will glow. So hot, a thermometer never could register. See, the heat exceeds all measures of temperature. You can't say I didn't try to warn and tell, but this earth's just a sliding board to hell. To avoid it, to Jesus, trust and pray, cause judgment day could be months away. If you're shook tonight, then look to Christ. You go to hell if you're not in the book of life. So go tell all your fellow non-believers that hell is where you dwell if you're not with Jesus. The Lord finds no pleasure in seeing you die forever. So please make the right decision and believe that Jesus Christ is risen.
What do we do with the truths I have just shared concerning the awful judgments awaiting the unsaved? The use of this dreadful subject may be for the salvation of unconverted people listening to this sermon.